When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of the Narcissist Code. I am your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, aka Mental Illness, from TikTok, YouTube, Instagram. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face, I am a diagnosed narcissist. I have narcissistic personality disorder. It is my cross to bear. I've been in psychotherapy for the last almost 4 years. The point of my entire platform is to bring awareness to narcissistic personality disorder and try to get more people into therapy, and also in the process, bring validation to the victims and survivors of said abuse. Today's episode is going to be about conflating your self-worth with what the narcissist thinks of you. So, you know, at the core of narcissism is we as narcissists have huge egos. Like, our egos are big and they're also fragile. It's like a big cracked piece of glass, I would describe it as. And so if you try to give a narcissist, there's no such thing as constructive criticism with a narcissist. Anything is going to be taken as criticism. Any kind of slight, any kind of correction, any kind of, anything that doesn't fall directly in line with what the narcissist thinks and feels is going to be misconstrued as criticism. And they will react as such, especially if the narcissist is in a position of power in your relationship or in your life, boss, husband, wife, whatever, dad, mom, whatever, grandparent, whatever. You mean they're going to exercise that and, try to make you feel bad about it. They're going to attack you. Pretty much anytime you voice your opinion against a narcissist, they're going to attack you for it. So and that comes in the self-worth. Like, a lot of times you go into a narcissistic relationship with a lot of, like, I talk to so many men and women. They go into narcissistic relationships and they have such high self-esteem, so much confidence, so much self-worth. They do so much stuff for themselves. But eventually, the longer that they stay in one of these narcissistic relationships, the less self-worth that they have. Where in the beginning, you have so much self-worth, you have so much confidence. In the end, you lack both, or you have none of either. And in that dilemma right there, you've given so much of your self-worth, so much of your self-worth and your self-value to the narcissist that they control you. They are literally controlling you, how you feel about yourself. To the point where they used to give you love, affection, they care so much, they talk to you, they ask you all these types of questions and things like that. But then in the end, they end up taking it away and give you very little. They give you like little bits and pieces. We give you like little, like, that's what they call it, breadcrumbing. Intermittent reinforcement, where a lot less goes further than anything. Like, if you haven't been hugged or caressed or kissed in 2 months, that little hug, caress, or kiss goes a lot farther than what it used to. So now you feel like you're less worthy of love and affection from this person for whatever you did. You might not have done anything, because like I tell people this all the time. People ask me, can narcissists love? I was just like, look, a narcissist can love to the greatest of their ability. A regular run-of-the-mill narcissist like me, not a sociopath, not a psychopath. I think people get all those confused and think it's all one term for everything. No. A narcissist does not have to be a sociopath or a psychopath. A sociopath is a narcissist, but does not have to be a psychopath. A psychopath is probably a little bit of each one of them. So not all narcissists are psychopaths or whatever. So a regular run-of-the-mill narcissist like me with sociopathic traits, this can love to the best of our abilities. But I'd always say that a narcissist love is very, very conditional. A narcissist love comes with conditions. Like, there's conditions tied to the love of a narcissist. And guess what? Rarely ever does the significant other or the kids know what conditions that, rarely ever do the kids of the personality disorder of the narcissism know what the conditions are, or the significant other know what the conditions are. So if you violate the conditions that you didn't know existed, the love will be taken away from you. The self-love and stuff like that, the love, the self-worth that you've given us will be stripped from you. And things like that. And if you do know the conditions, if we finally tell you what conditions you violated, we move the goalposts. So now the conditions have changed. So even if you start doing that stuff, you start doing whatever conditions we laid out for you. You start keeping in line with the conditions that we've laid forth for you. we'll change the conditions up to make your life harder. To where you start, where you violate a condition and the love is stripped from you. You get the silent treatment. You get you get gaslit. You get lied to. You get cheated on because you did something that you didn't know was wrong. And you ask the narcissist, you ask the person you involved with, or your parent or whatever, whoever it is, and involved in your life. You ask them, like, what did I do wrong? And a lot of times, the narcissist is going to ask, return their answer and answer you. Just say, you should know what you did wrong. You're an adult. Figure it out. You should already know. If you don't know what you did wrong, there's no need of me explaining it to you. Just so much open-ended gaslighting and manipulation that you don't know what you did wrong. So now you're left trying to figure out what you did wrong. Trying to figure out what you did differently this time because you've been doing everything correctly so far. Nothing has changed, but you did the same thing you did yesterday, but now it's a problem. You did the same thing you did two weeks ago, but now it's a problem. You did the same thing you did 3 months ago, but now it's a problem. You see how that works? You see how the issues arise and things of that nature? Now it's a problem. You know, because the moving the goalpost is always moving. And I tell people that all the time when you deal with narcissists, the goalpost is always going to be moving. It's the goalpost is on wheels. It's not planted in the ground like a football goalpost or I guess soccer goals are planted in the ground. Most of the time, I think soccer goals for, you know, big sporting events are planted in the ground. But the narcissist goalpost is on wheels and they push it to the left or right when you're kicking field goals, when you're aiming for the goal. Push the goal to the left or right just to mess with you. Literally, just to be a nuisance, just to mess with you, just to cause issues, just to cause problems with you for no reason other than to mess with you and have control over you and to deplete your self-worth and self-value, to have you confused. Because if they can have you confused, if we can have you confused, then we can control you. If we can trigger you, we can control you. That's why I say a lot of times the best reaction to a narcissist is no reaction at all. If you're getting poked and prodded by a narcissist, try not to react because the narcissist gets power from your reaction. However you react to that narcissist is going to be, you know, however you react to that narcissist is going to be, you know, tantamount to how you're going to be able to live with that person, how you can be able to survive with that person, how you're going to be able to co-parent with that person. Because if that person knows that they can trigger you by doing little stuff, they're going to continue to do that even outside of the relationship. That's why I said no reaction is the best reaction. Because when you react, that person, that narcissistic person or whatever, still knows that they can control you some way, shape, or form. And they're going to exercise that control as much as they possibly can because it makes them feel good about themselves. It makes them feel like they still have some form of control over you. And then like I said, you start to quit, like, especially if they move on and things like that. If a narcissist moves on and is living with somebody else and is treating somebody else better than they treated you because you're watching social media or somebody is filling your ear for, they're doing everything that you wanted them to do. I guess you wasn't good enough. And you hear stuff like that, or you start thinking things like that, you're like, well, I'm going to say he, because I'm a man. I didn't talk about he, him, and I've done this before. It's like, I guess he's treating the next person better because I wasn't good enough for him. You know what I mean? And that means, in that situation, we learn to deal with things like that. And then, like, you start to question your own self-worth and value. Because now you don't know why, you know, what you could have done differently. You start wondering what you could have done differently. You start wondering what was wrong with you. And don't do that. Don't give anybody that kind of power or control over you. When you grow up, not your parents, not your husband, not your wife, not your grandparents, not your boss. Don't give anybody the ability or the power to conflate your self-worth, to like take your self-worth away from you. Because self-love is probably the most important thing you can do other than not reacting. Like practicing self-love. And what I mean by like do stuff by yourself. Do stuff for yourself. Do stuff to show yourself that you love yourself and that you care about yourself. Do stuff for you. With no feeling. Do stuff. Because typically you get caught up with loving somebody. So like this is what happens most of the time. You get caught up with loving a narcissist person more than you love yourself. Which is the recipe for disaster in anybody's life. You can't like other than your kids. You're not supposed to love anybody more than you love yourself. Not your husband, not your wife. Like that don't make sense to me. Like giving everything you are to somebody else. Like, and them turning around and using it to give somebody else it. Or them devaluing you. Them taking that and flipping it on you and making you feel like you're unworthy of love. You know what I mean? Because deep down inside us as a narcissist, we feel like we are unworthy of love. So we want you to feel that same type of way. So we strip the love from you. We strip the affection from you. We strip the care from you. We strip the self-worth from you. So now you don't have self-worth. Now you feel like you can't be by yourself. So now guess what? you feel like you need the narcissist. You're addicted to the narcissist because the narcissist has become the only person in this world that can make you feel good about yourself. You can't make yourself feel good about yourself anymore. You're addicted to the narcissist. No matter who it hurts around you, if you hurt, it could be hurting your kids, it could be hurting your wife, it could be hurting everybody. And you don't care because the narcissist made you feel good about yourself. That's the only person that can make you feel good about yourself. So your kids are struggling. Your family life is struggling. Your job is struggling. If you're an entrepreneur, your business is going to hell because now everything is about the narcissist. You're giving up so much of your time, energy, effort, and things like and self-worth to the narcissistic person in your life that you start to crumble and fall apart. And guess what? Once you have nothing left to give, that person leaves you stranded by yourself. Leaves you broken down, beaten down, desolate. And now they leave you for somebody else. And now you wonder, like, why did they get to be so happy without me? Why are they so happy without me? I gave them everything. What did you give to yourself? You didn't give yourself anything. You gave yourself you gave them everything, but didn't think about giving yourself anything. You got to learn how to love yourselves more. Love yourself more. Narcissists, deep down inside, we don't like ourselves. We're not proud of ourselves. We don't think we are worth anything. You should not feel the same way that we feel. You have the gift to be able to love yourself. You have the gift to be able to love everybody else. Stop wasting that gift on somebody who doesn't deserve it. Just stop. Anyway, y'all, cutting this episode to an end. Thank y'all for tuning in. I really, truly appreciate y'all. I'm thinking about doing a show on Sundays. If you made it to the end of this, I truly appreciate y'all. Let me know if you want me to do a show on Sundays. Like, I do like a show where I invite people on Sundays or whatever. We just do it like a live show. I just invite, I'll have like open opportunities for people to just, I guess, call. Kind of like Kevin Samuels does. When people call in, he can interview them live on YouTube and stuff like that. I'm thinking about doing something like that. What do y'all think? Let me know in the comment section or whatnot. If you're watching, if you're listening to this on Apple Music or Spotify, hit me with that 5 stars. You know, I appreciate that. I read out all the reviews I got yesterday. I appreciate every single one of y'all. I'm thankful for every single one of y'all. Thank y'all again. Like and subscribe. Peace.